I've seen every possible ending. None of them are good for you.
Millions of lives are at risk. You could prevent a major catastrophe.
I don't want you to die.
It happened. It just hasn't happened yet.
On April 27th.
Every way I try, she still ends up dead.
She's still alive. We all are. Just try to keep it that way.
You may think you know what the future holds.
Who the hell are you people?
But nothing can prepare you.
Don't do it.
I already have.
For what happens next.
To movie reviews nobody asked for. I am Mason. Here with me is
Daniel Hansen
and J-Dog
Jaden Johnson. So this podcast, we watched the hit movie Next, starring Nicolas Cage and Jessica Biel.
The hit movie that nobody's ever seen.
Hit movie, yeah, that's a very, very generous term.
Haven't even heard about it until 2 weeks ago, and I wish I never heard about it, to be honest. to tell us a little bit about the plot, we're going to turn to Plot Master General Daniel Hansen. He's going to tell us what this movie's about.
In 20 seconds or less, Nicolas Cage can see 2 minutes into the future and change what he does in that future, and so he only is able to do that except for when he's with this one girl, Jessica Biel, who lets him see into the future a lot further. At the same time, there is a bomb held by a bunch of Russian terrorists that's about to blow up the state of California, and the FBI wants to get Nicolas Cage to help stop that bomb. But he doesn't want to go into the FBI's hands because they'll just do a bunch of weird tests on him.
Daniel, that was about as much 20 seconds as Nicolas Cage in the movie sees only 2 minutes into the future.
I see, because you
took longer than 20 seconds. And there's a lot of instances where Nicolas Cage sees more than 2 minutes into the future.
Yeah. Jaden's right. There's a whole lot of things that don't make sense in this movie.
Math was not the director's strong suit.
Yeah. Directing was not the director's strong suit either. So we're going to ask a couple questions. I'm going to turn to Jaden, who's going to... Or J-Dog. What do you want to talk about in this movie?
Well, there's a whole lot of issues, and the first thing I want to talk about is the script of this movie. And so, hear me out. So, I think that the plot of the movie, you know, a guy who could see 2 minutes into the future, and then meets this girl, and all of a sudden he can see more than 2 minutes into the future, that's fine. You know, you could make a good movie around that.
Yeah.
You very easily could. But then, first, your mistake is casting Nicolas Cage. And then hiring whoever you had write the script, because that absolutely ruined it. I mean, the plot twist and everything, that's all stupid, too. We're not even going to mention what that is, because you have to watch the movie to see it. But the script in this movie was horrible.
Okay, then that brings the question, what's the worst line in this movie?
There are some really good contenders for worst line in this movie. We're going to put a couple sound bites into it, but my favorite worst line in this movie was Nicolas Cage is trying to tell a joke to Jessica Biel. Don't know what her character name is, but I do know.
Yeah, I don't remember, actually. That's how memorable she is.
Because she doesn't do anything. She doesn't... whatever.
Her only purpose is to let Nicolas Cage see further than 2 minutes into the future. Yeah. That's her only purpose here.
And there's a part where she wears panties.
That's one of her only two purposes in this movie.
Yeah, she doesn't do a whole lot.
Her name is Liz, so...
That's right, Liz, and then Nicolas Cage's character is Frank Cadillac.
That's his stage name. He chose that name because he likes Frankenstein and Cadillacs.
And then
his real name's Chris Johnson.
Yeah, I would change that too.
So your favorite quote?
Was, he's trying to tell a joke to Jessica Biel, you know, he's trying to win her over, and he's, you know... tells a joke about a hot dog and Buddhist monk, and he says, how did the Buddhist monk order his hot dog? The punchline is one with everything.
He messes up the joke.
Pretty good line, huh? Yeah, the real joke is, what's the real punchline?
The real joke is, make me one with everything.
Which makes sense for Buddhist monk. Still not a very good joke, don't like it, but...
Well, and the worst part about it is just the point of the movie in which it comes, which I won't explain, but, like, it just makes no sense for there to be a joke.
There should be a lot of sexual tension, and then...
There is a lot of sexual tension.
Yeah, it's
then just, like, cut completely in half by that stupid joke.
My favorite quote from this movie, it's quite memorable. They are sitting in a car and driving, and it's raining. Okay, that's an important detail to what I'm about to say. So it's raining outside while they're driving in a car. Did I paint the picture correctly there?
Yeah.
Chris Johnson says to Liz, I like rain. And then she says, I like rain too. And that's pretty much the entire scene.
That's it's amazing. That's like a hard cut to the FBI or something, right?
Yeah.
It's not.
I love it.
Okay. Mine's... The middle part of this movie is just horrible for the script. Because mine's about the same part. They're in this cabin, and Liz gets pulled aside when she's out shopping by these FBI people, and they tell her she needs to drug Chris Johnson so that they can bring him in to help find this bomb. So she's, like, conflicted, but she eventually puts this pill into Chris Johnson's orange juice.
A roofie.
Yeah. She tries to roofie Nicolas Cage. But she's still conflicted, so when she gives the orange juice to Nicolas Cage, he's about to take a sip, and then she just turns suddenly and is just like, don't drink that! It's drugged. That's it.
And it's just those two in the cabin.
And then they kind of make out a bit. And then she explains FBI stuff.
I don't even think that we've mentioned the fact that Nicolas Cage and Jessica Biel in real life are 20 years apart.
Yeah.
But why does that matter?
It matters because if that's the case, you should have just cast Johnny Depp at that point.
It's a little bit creepy.
Nicolas Cage is a little bit creepy in this movie.
There are several shots where he just has those Nicolas Cage eyes and those eyebrows just looking straight at you. And
his hair is the worst in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like National Treasure, like, short, kept clean. It's long, flowing. It's
just a little too long.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, took a dip in the McDonald's fryer right before they hit the set.
Yeah. But he was a producer on this. He probably had a lot of say in things like...
His hair.
His magician origin.
His making out with Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Even though his wife is in the movie in a very minor role at the beginning. But I guess she doesn't mind.
Mm-hmm. She was probably there the whole time just watching Nicolas Cage mac on Jessica Biel. What I want to talk about with the movie is how Nicolas Cage found out his stage name. So, stage name, if you have forgotten, is Frank Cadillac. Awesome name. Except when you hear the origin, when he's talking to Jessica Biel, he says, I pick my two favorite things. And you're like, well, Cadillac, that's a car, but what's Frank? Frankenstein. His two favorite things are Frankenstein and Cadillacs. And that's how he got his stage name. What?
This is told to her as they are walking to an Indian reservation in Arizona, which has nothing to do with the rest of the movie whatsoever.
No.
Absolutely nothing.
And she's going there because it's Jake's birthday and she needs to give him a present.
Who's Jake? We don't know.
Some random kid on the reservation.
Yeah, and that's... The movie's only about an hour and a half, and...
But boy, they pack a lot in there.
Oh my gosh, most of it's wasted, and there's so many wasted characters. You had the mentor, Herv, right? Or Herb.
Herb. No H. Irv. Irv.
Just like this random old dude that looks like a boxing instructor that lives in a garage.
And despite talking to Chris Johnston, the FBI comes in right after, and instead of like questioning him, asking him anything, they just let him go. They don't even do anything.
They're like, all right, he's not here. Let's pack it up.
Doubt this guy knows anything.
Yeah, and I could barely understand him either. He was mumbling, and I don't know.
They made some questionable decisions.
Yeah, that's for sure.
In this movie. We'll
was there a single role that was casted correctly in this movie?
I didn't think Julianne Moore was that bad.
She was okay.
She's all right, but her character also was terrible.
Gosh, she was
bad. She had a bad script and everything, but she was okay.
But I like Julianne Moore in anything. I don't know if that's just me. There was one line where it was like, they were about to do this big operation, and one of her subordinates asked her, like, okay, what about the intel? Do we have any intel? And she's like, no, we have him, in reference to Nicolas Cage. And just the way that was, I'm like, that is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah. I think that much of this movie, you're kind of trying to figure out, there's like a couple of sets of, are they good guys? Are they bad guys?
Yeah.
And the most confusing of which is a group of French Russians?
Russians that speak French. And maybe Serbian.
Yeah, who swear in Serbian.
I don't know. It's like, if you took a 90s movie, if you looked at like one of the first Fast and Furious movies, and then took one of the bad guys from like Tokyo Drift or something, and then just gave him really awful script. That's kind of paint a picture of what these guys are. You know, the spiky blonde hair.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And it was even like a couple years after that fad, right? This was in 2007 where you weren't really seeing that, you know.
NSYNC was already split up by then.
It's true. So just the Eastern European stereotype, and this movie reminds me a lot of XXX with Vin Diesel.
Okay. Yeah.
Like,
I see some similarities.
Although I would rather watch XXX way more than knowing, and that's saying something, because XXX is not a good movie.
There's a lot of stereotypes in this movie.
Here's the dumbest thing though, with like the villains or whatever, is there's just a scene randomly. They're like loading Jessica Biel into this van because they'd kidnapped her to get Chris Johnson to do whatever. And they just turn around randomly and just kiss each other. You don't know their names.
No. Nope.
You don't even know what the whole situation is. You just see them kiss. And that's the entire character development for two of these people.
It means that one of them probably owed the director, or the director owed them something, and then he just wanted to mack it on his co-star or something. I don't know.
Right.
They kept trying to redo that scene, and he just like each time just like kisses her, just like, you're not supposed to do that. Just like, I'm getting what I want.
It was very out of the ordinary. Just like, what? And there's no character development for the villains. Like, what's their motivation for taking this bomb?
We still don't know.
No. They just, you know, they don't really...
They're just bad.
They bought a lot of property in Nevada, so they want to blow up California so that the ocean comes in. They have coastline property in Nevada.
I see.
We really missed out on that.
Yeah, they didn't explain it that well.
The biggest thing about this movie, that anytime you read a review or anything about this movie, it's going to tell you that there's a massive, massive plot twist. We're not going to say what that is.
It's so bad.
But it's so much.
It is the worst.
Bad. And so, like, even if you're trying the entire movie to think of, like, what could this be, unless you're Mason, who somehow guessed it, pretty close to spot on, it'll hit, and then you will just wish that you had never watched this movie because it's so awful.
It's like, there's plot twists, like, Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father, which
right.
like, nobody sees coming, but it's like, that's amazing. This is like, nobody sees that coming, and I want to shoot somebody.
Well, and if you can get past the bad acting and the horrible script and the poor character development, if you can get past all of that, you would still be angry.
Yeah.
And wish that you had not watched this movie just because of the plot twist.
It's bad.
That being said, watch this movie.
Yes, please do.
It's a great movie just to watch on a random Friday night. And then watch again the next night with a bunch of your friends where you actually watch them.
You will laugh very hard.
Okay, so every movie, though, there's at least a couple moments where it's like, okay, this is going off the rails. This is going to get bad.
Yeah.
So I want to know, there's plenty of options for where does this movie just lose it.
Ooh.
Where is that first point in the movie you're watching it and you're just like, this is a bad mistake to watch this?
For me, it's the very first scene where you see Nick Cage go out and do his magic act. So he's a, I think we said this, he's a magician in Vegas, which very little of his act actually has to do with seeing 2 minutes into the future, and it's mostly like just
sleight of
hand. And so I don't understand that, but he's doing this is kind of like in the very beginning you're learning about him, and he goes out on stage and says, asks for a volunteer from the audience, and goes out, and there's an Asian couple sitting in the audience, and he says, "You look like a," or he says, "Where are you from? Wait, don't tell me. You look like a soul man. You're from Korea." And then the whole audience is like, "Wow, he got it."
Wow.
And at that point, I knew it was going to be awful.
That's like 5 minutes into the movie, man. That's actually...
You gave it some time.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta give it a chance.
For me, I really wanted to just enjoy, like, the dumbness of the movie. Like, I go into movies like this, like, I think about it, like XXX or Fast and Furious, where it's going to be dumb, the character's going to be dumb, the...
Right, but that's what you're signing up for.
But there's also going to be some payoff with these, like, cool action scenes, right? Where there's just explosions everywhere and stuff. And there's not any of that in this movie except... yeah, one part. That doesn't even matter, though. Oh, man, I'm getting mad. but there's this one part. Nicolas Cage is running away from the cops. And he... I think this is a vision where he sees 2 minutes in the future of where he's going to drive his car into the train tracks and going to be hit by a train and be shattered into a million glass pieces. When I saw that, I was like, oh, so he's going to take a detour and, like, do something different. No, he still does the same thing, but is able to beat the train in this scenario. And
this enormous freight train that is going through downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to establish that the character has this power, and this is how he uses it, this is how he sees it. Like, they're setting up that device, but... It just doesn't make sense because he didn't really do anything different. He just like, oh, I know this is happening. I'm just going to keep doing it. That was my moment.
So there's a part of this movie we haven't talked about at all. It's when Nicolas Cage meets Jessica Biel. So Nicolas Cage can't see further than 2 minutes in the future, except for when he's with this one girl. So he has this vision a long time ago where he sees this girl coming into this diner at like 9:08 in the morning. But he has no idea what day or when. So he goes to the same diner every day at 9:08 a.m. waiting for this girl. Jessica Biel finally comes in one morning when he's doing this and takes a seat at the booth. So Nicolas Cage obviously then is like, okay, this is my chance to have a whatever with this girl. So he approaches her several different times in the future he's seeing or whatever, and tries to just start a conversation. And they have this scene about 10 times. And he just gets rejected or punched in the face or whatever 10 different times. And it's like, this is like 10 minutes into the movie, and that's like the final straw. Like, you've got the dumb train scene, and you've got the dumb musicians act, you're at least like, okay, maybe this will at least be somewhat entertaining, and it's just bad.
Oh, man.
Yep. That sums it up.
That, so I think now it's time to give our overall ratings. I'll go ahead and start off with our rating system. I'm going to give this one hot dog with everything out of 10 hot dog with everythings. Daniel?
If you're just wanting to, like, entertain yourself and watch somebody else watch this movie, it's a 10 hot dogs out of everything, out of 10 hot dogs with everything.
Wow.
If you're just grading the movie by itself, it's not even a hot dog. It's like half a hot dog with everything.
It's the bun.
Yeah.
It's a stale bun.
I would say if you're watching this movie without any intent of watching a movie that you could make fun of and laugh through, watch it for about 2 minutes. Get it? Because...
I get it.
That's how far you can see in the future. But if you want to watch a movie that you can make fun of and watch with some friends and then have good conversations about after, I'd say watch it with a girl that will let you see more than 2 minutes into the future and watch the whole thing.
Because in 2 minutes, she will dump you.
Because, yeah. I don't know if that's how this rating system works.
I don't think it is either, but...
doesn't matter. The movie doesn't matter.
I want to read a review from this movie before
That's how I end things.
Before we close things out. This is a great review. Somebody left it on Rotten Tomatoes. And I think it's...
it sums it up.
I think it's pretty fitting. So, they write... and this is a 5-star review. They write, "The plot twist at the end of this movie was so good that when I saw it in theaters, I defecated, vomited, and urinated simultaneously within a 5-foot kill radius. Some families are pressing charges, but honestly, it was completely worth it. I love Cage's use of his eyebrows and eye twitches to communicate with his audience when he isn't whispering his audible chocolate into our ears. Jessica Biel is so lucky to be in this movie. I honestly think this saved her career thanks to working with Nicholas. I have a terrible debt problem. I think about suicide whenever I try to go to sleep."
Oh, man, that is...
I think Jessica Biel wrote that movie. That review.
Totally saved her career. And that'll do it for movie reviews nobody asked for. Make sure you tune into the next one when we review...
have we decided yet?
It's going to be a bad horror movie.
Oh, boy.
I decided.
I don't like horror movies.
Ooh, we're in for a treat then. Oh. All right, and that'll do it.
Oh, boy.